Blog Talk Radio.
Shalawan, everybody. I'm here again, your host, Elisheba. I'm here. I'm running a little bit of late today. I don't know if the show going to go for 30 minutes today or did I come in too late today? But if we did, I'm only going to get 10 minutes because I suppose it came on at 3 o'clock. And now it's already 3:22. So if they just give me 10 minutes today, I just wanted to come on and let you guys know what happened. I was running a little bit late. And tomorrow I'll be on. I'll make sure I keep up with the time so I won't be late and get here tomorrow at 3 o'clock so I can finish this 7-day series that God wants me to do, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Just to give you an overview of what we've been talking about for the last 3 days, empowering the black community and destroying the enemy from within. You know, the black community and the black neighborhoods and the black people are in trouble. We are in a lot of trouble. I mean, we are in so much trouble and it makes it so bad we can't even see that we in trouble. And when we do see it, we don't care. We just go on in our way and act like nothing matter, you know. But, you know, God put me here so I can empower you with some knowledge, some wisdom, and some understanding to what we need to do to fix our lives, you know, fix our community, fix our children, fix ourselves, fix our husband. And I guarantee you, religion will not do it. No form of religion, no form of job. I mean, you got a job, but look, we're still hungry. We're still poor. We're still broke. I mean, I worked all my life, you know, with getting a paycheck. I mean, it didn't do nothing. I'm still in the same predicament that I was in 50 years ago. So I'm just trying to give my people, the black people, some wisdom so we can understand that we just simply wasting our life. We wasting our time. We wasting all the energy and everything that God, our creator, gave us and put in us when he created us. We wasting it and giving it away to the enemy. You know, the enemy could be your job because it could be your job because you working every week, you know, you're going to work every day, you're getting paid, but yet still you're still hungry, you're still broke, you still can't pay your rent, you still can't pay your mortgage, you still can't pay your car note, they repossessing your car, you know, so working is not the solution for the black people. That is not the solution. Believe me, I guarantee you. That is not the solution. Our solution is that we need to build from within and get rid of the enemy first that's destroying us from within. We have to first get rid of the enemy and identify who the enemy is, what they're doing to us, what kind of what kind of devices that they are using against us to destroy us. And then we need to get the wisdom and understanding of how we need, what we need to do to destroy them so we can be free to do what we need to do for God or for ourselves. Because as long as the enemy is there within our neighborhoods, within our communities, we're going to continue to get gunned down. Our children are going to continue to get shot up. You know, we're going to continue to be, you know, texting on the phone, getting in car accidents, and they got all these devices like iPhones and cell phones, and they got all kind of things that they put in our neighborhoods, guns and all kind of stuff that they put in our neighborhoods to destroy us. You know, I know so many parents was driving a car with a car full of children, with all their kids in the car. But they riding down the highway, the freeway, texting on a cell phone and kill everybody in the car. That's stupidity. That's stupidity. We should not be that dumb that we love to talk on a iPhone or a cell phone so much that we put our lives in danger and the lives of our children. This is an enemy within. All these devices, the jobs, you know, all as long as you're working for them, they get all of your time. You don't have no time for God. You wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. You got to get ready to go to work. You work 8 to 12 hours every day, okay? Once you get home, you're tired. You got to get ready to go to work again the next day. So what time is God getting from us? When do we ever have time for God? Just on Sundays and on a Sabbath day when we go up to the Israelite community churches or the Christianity churches? That's the only time God's going to get from us. And we expect God to be happy with us. We expect God to bless us. I'm calling him God. You might call him Ha-Haya, Jah-Yah, whatever you see him as. But I see him as God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, okay? That's who I see, the God of the Hebrews, and that's who I'm talking about. We're never going to give him any time because we're so busy on these jobs. They take all of our time, and then when you get your paycheck, guess what you do with it, people? You turn around and give it right back to them. You see how dumb we are? And I was reading Hosea chapter 6, verse 4, I believe that was yesterday, where it was saying, my people are perishing because of lack of knowledge, okay? Because of lack of knowledge. You're going to take your whole life and work for man, okay? And then at the end of the day, you're going to get your check on Friday, and then you're going to turn around and give it right back to him. Pay all your bills, pay your car note, and they own all this stuff. They own everything. They own everything. So you're going to give it right back to them. So I just wanted to come on for a quick hot second. But tomorrow I will be here at 3 o'clock. I will make sure I be here at 3 o'clock tomorrow. But I just want to let you know, these people are destroying us from within. And guess what? We love it so much. We love it because we just continue to do the same thing over and over and over and over and over in our life till we get 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, and then we get a retirement check, and guess what? That's only $1,000 a month, $2,000, whatever they're going to give you for retirement. But I'm here to let you know we're being very stupid because the word lack means that, destroyed. We destroyed because of lack of knowledge. We are destroyed. That word means that we are simply dumb and silent. Look it up in the Hebrew. Look up the word destroyed. It means we're dumb and silent. We are very dumb, and they know we're dumb, and we just keep on being dumb. We ain't got time for no God. We ain't got time for nothing but what they want us to do, and that's our enemy. And that's why we're so destroyed. We're so broken. We're so confused. We're so lost, and we keep going to different religious churches, thinking that's the answer, thinking a job is the answer, thinking college is the answer. No, the answer is what our creator put in the word of God. He's our creator. When he created us, he gave us the answers. He gave us the solutions. It's just that we don't want to follow them. We'd rather follow man, our job, our corporations. We'd rather follow our churches than our God.